Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell lots of games, but I do enjoy talking about them. It is Friday, June 3rd, and one of the big pieces of news this week is Transformers Earth Wars is now available. I believe it's a free-to-play, pay-to-win. I've heard all kinds of terms. I'm not sure which ones were derogatory or not, because I am not an iOS gamer. I like buttons. But it's now available for Android and iOS, and I'm told it's free, but not. And Peter Cullen and Frank Welker are recording dialogue that Simon Furman wrote. It is surplus to requirements. You know, it's time you make a stand and download this fine game. I'm curious to try it, or look over somebody's shoulder at least, because I don't have a thing with the buttons and the screen. Well, with the screen and the touch and the, like I said, buttons. It's all buttons here. I've been playing New Super Mario Bros. 2 on the 2DS still, so I gotta get those gold coins. Vans announced a new line of retro Nintendo shoes and shirts. You can check them out at the mall. They look pretty good. Some of them look a lot like Vans stuff, and some of them look a lot like just a shirt, and some of them look intrinsically Nintendo. There are backpacks that say Game Over. There are sandals that say Game Over. I kind of want those, but why? I just do. Duck Hunt socks. I mean, come on, man. This is ridiculous. So that's really exciting. And I thought there was something else I just wanted to tell you about, but I already forgot what it was. So it must have been good. But anyway, let's talk downloads. PlayStation 4 added a million new games this week. Primal from PlayStation 2. Art of Balance. Dangerous Golf. Dead Island. Full Mojo Rampage. Hard Reset Deluxe. Click and Fennec. I don't know who any of these people are. Neon Chrome. Oxenfree. Paranautical Activity. Plague Inc. Evolved. Score Rush. Extended. Shadow Blade. Reload. Colon. There Came an Echo. And One Piece, Burning Blood. It's a lot of games. The PS3 added MotoGP 15. The Vita added Delta Strike First Assault, Paranautical Activity, and also One Piece, Burning Blood. Xbox One owners can enjoy Fragments of Him, Dead Island Definitive Collection, One Piece, Burning Blood, 7 Days to Die, and Turn On. Turn On, really? I wonder what that's about. I wonder if they ask what yours is, because I don't think they want to know that. The Wii U added Kick and Fennec, B3 Game Expo for Bees. Alright. And 153 Hand Video Poker, as well as a port of the Nintendo DS classic Metroid Prime Hunters, which I have to confess I never played. I did enjoy the demo thoroughly, though. The 3DS added Snakes, multiple S's at the beginning, and new 3DS owners can grab Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble, which, again, I also have to admit I haven't played, but I thoroughly enjoyed the first two back in the day on the Super Nintendo. They were lots of fun. On sale on Entertainment Earth! Funko! Buy 4 Pop Vinyl figures! Get a 5th for free! That is the deal we are making with you! Go to entertainmentearth.com and see what we have. We have over 650 in stock right now, so you can get your favorites. You should get your favorites, because if you don't get your favorites, somebody else will. I don't know what'll be in stock when you read this, but we have a lot, and we have a lot more coming, and we're adding new ones every day, because Funko is making these things based on pretty much everything. It's almost more astonishing when you find out that they're not doing something, because they got it, they're doing it, and now you can have it. For buy 4, get a 5th free. Don't forget, we also have a free shipping offer if you spend $79 worth of in-stock items. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you combine those two things? I think it would be. I really do. So check that out. You can also order some new in-stock arrivals, like the Best of Halo 5 Guardians action figure set from McFarlane Toys, the Street Fighter Chun-Li body pillow. I guess that goes back to the whole turn-on thing. The new pre-orders this week include The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword Link 1/7 scale action figure. Looks pretty cool. And the Mega Man Buster Gun keychain, which looks pretty cool. And that's it! Thank you kindly for listening. We appreciate your patronage of our show and store. You can check us out at news.entertainmentearth.com. You can check us out on Twitter at EntEarth. Just other couple of fun things I wanted to mention. We've got a lot of new exciting stuff going up for Comic-Con, almost, but not quite every day. So we're going to have a lot of exclusives. You can see them announced on entertainmentearth.com. Check them out now. We've got new stuff going up even today. We've also got, what else do we have? Oh, complete tangent. It looks like the Toys to Life category, the Skylanders, Lego Dimensions, and Amiibo and Disney Infinity are kind of all going out. A couple of weeks ago, you mentioned Disney announced they were kind of quietly discontinuing Disney Infinity. Lego hasn't announced anything new for Lego Dimensions. Skylanders just announced their new line is scannable cards, and I don't know what else is next for this. We're seeing integrations in apps, which seems like a good way to go, and they're very neat, but if you are into this kind of product, some of which we carry, not a lot, I'll be honest with you, some big stores are having sales, and it might not be a terrible idea that you consider making purchases that you wish to make. I would rather you buy Pop Vinyl figures, buy four, get fifth free. Because, hey, who loves you, baby? I do. Maybe I do. I don't know you personally. You might be okay. I'm gonna assume you're cool. But I kind of said that in the last one, too, so same joke. See you guys next time, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go see a movie. Stay cool. I am hearing here near where my office is, we're having dangerous heat with dangerous air quality, so love that future we live in. See you next time.